You're listening to Liscard Radio, Radio Play of the Month. Apocalypse Colonel, written by Greg Winders. There's a Cornish zombie apocalypse going on. Meet John from Trago to fill you in.
Welcome to Trago Mills. How did it start, are you asking? Bad batch of pasties, some say. Some say Emmett's brought it with them. You do know what an Emmett is, don't you? Some say it was a fish. A fish! Whatever brought it, we are right in the middle of a Cornish zombie apocalypse. Or, as the Sun very delicately reported it, Apocalypse Kernow. I used to be like you. Zombies was like climate change. A load of nonsense. What's the agenda, I'd say? Then I saw the zombie I did. On the boat. I just thought it was a dead fish, you know? But no. It was a zombie fish. Let me take you back. A fish just... well, it jumped up and tried to bite me. Bit odd, that cod, I thought. Anyway, my fisherman friend Leon, he starts laughing at the cod. Picks it up and stares at it. He turns to me and says, "This fish is trying to bite me." "I know," I says. "Then it does bite him. On the nose." Well, he bashes brains in for that, of course. Carries on fishing. Then he started acting differently. See, I don't know when he decided to eat me, because he just went back to fishing. I'd ask him a question about the weather or birds, the aviation kind. He'd always respond, So when I asked him why he had black liquid coming out of his mouth, he said, I thought maybe he was pranking me. Then he tried to bite me. I'm ashamed to say I let him. Banter, I thought. I thought he was playing around, you see. It was when he said, "I want your brains," I got really worried. No one has wanted to eat my brains before. Mother said I had none. And his diction. Well, it was excellent. Most of the time I can't understand a word he says. Well, I knew something was wrong. I pushed him in the sea. See? "Best be safe than sorry," I says. "He can swim, so if he wasn't a zombie, he'd get back in." He didn't get back in. Anyway, whilst all this was happening, I hadn't been watching the fish. They were up my leg. 20 or more. Cod can't climb, see? I swafted them off. Didn't put them back in the water, though. I reckon I can still get half price for each fish on that French market. Couldn't just tip the lot, could I? Anyway, I'm just pulling up to the shore now. Best be off.
The train line at Dawlish is closed again. From all of us here at BBC Spotlight. What? Sorry. Breaking news from Katie Kernow, a councillor in Polperro.
"I can confirm there has been an outbreak of some kind of virus in Polperro. The locals have begun acting strange, than usual for Polperro. Many people had come forward during the town meeting, but we had an agenda, and that was down as AOB, any other business. That's the bottom of the agenda. We had to go through the other points first. Item 1 was a review of the last meeting. Item 2 was a summary of another meeting. So the council didn't know. Item 3 was the car parking charges in town. People were very fidgety about that. Then we ran out of time, so we decided to leave this virus problem another week. That may have been a mistake."
News from Polperro. A strict quarantine is in operation. No one can leave. There has, of yet, been no protest, and no one has attempted to leave the village.
Miles, get him on the blower. He won't hang up. He's too polite for that. That's how we get him. Yeah, 2 minutes, love, yeah? Business call. Keep the change. Hang on. What's this? When I come to Padstow and order fish and chips, I don't expect my fish to eat my chips. Comprende? I don't expect my fish to be that fresh. Hang on, is this local stuff again? Look, I own property here. How can that make me an emmet? I'm like Rick Stein, yah?
Hey, here, love, you don't look well.
Hang on. Siri? How do you stop a zombie?
A sharp blow to the head usually kills a zombie.
Thank you, Siri.
You're welcome.
Go away, zombie! Look what you did. You cracked the screen.
Why is the front door open? Can't you lock the door behind you? Can't you put something hard in the way? Quickly. You know why. Brains. I should be having to claw my way to you. To the baby. You never do what I say. Close its mouth. I'm coming. Close its mouth. Be in the bathroom, please. The attic. I'd struggle to get up there. The bedroom. The bathroom had a lock. What's wrong with you? You could have gone downstairs. You think I won't do it? Why would you think that? I'm not me. I'm not. Honey, at least smash my head in. Why are you crying on the floor? I married you to protect us. Look at my eyes. They're supposed to be blue, not red. There, baby. Mummy's home.
No, Morrison's hasn't been affected by this Devonian propaganda. Zombies. Whatever next. No, in fact, we've been doing great business. When we said we'd shut tomorrow as a precaution, we ended up being four times as full. Lots of people were topping up on petrol, taking it away in jerry cans, honey pots, whatever they could find. One lady filled a bag with petrol, just so she wouldn't run out. Covered a purse in petrol mine, so couldn't pay for it. On average, each person bought 10 loaves of bread, 5 bottles of milk, and 48 toilet rolls. Like I said, we're only shutting for one day.
Half price pasties. Anybody? How can they think pasty started this? Devonian propaganda. If that were true, seagulls would be pecking people's heads off in lieu. Used to be queues out the door. Could charge nearly £4 for a takeaway. Now we can't even sell them half price. It's the media I blame. What's it coming to? The Cornish not eating pasties. Can't believe it. More likely be climate change than pasties.
Right Honourable MP for Plymouth Sutton. Build a wall around Cornwall so they can't leave. Right Honourable MP for Plymouth Stonehouse. Blow up the bridge. It's the only way. These creatures can't swim. I can swim. I didn't mean the Cornish. I meant these zombies. Right Honourable MP for Plymouth... Hang on. How many Plymouth MPs are there? What about the Cornish MPs? MP for Liskeard. She's not here. Only comes for the big ones. The big ones? What about this? It's her area. How many Cornish MPs are present today? Just me, sir. Too far, the South, Cornwall said. This is how Cornwall dies, then.
M to Trego Mills. Can't keep away. The zombie apocalypse was picking up steam. Folks having to learn how to dispose of bodies and the like. Trago didn't close, no sir. Why would we? We open every day, except Christmas Day, and quite a few days around that period, but no, never close. Few strange requests we had. Naturally, we were ahead of the game. Move stock around. People say Trago sells everything. You gotta back that up, even in zombie times. One woman asked for a chainsaw, axe, some lighter fluid, a body bag, sulfuric acid, and some milk. Naturally, we sold all that. Well, except the milk.
Next train. The next train is the 7:15 London to Penzance.
Tickets, please. Tickets from Plymouth.
Excuse me, sir. Sorry, what was that? I can't hear you, sir. Haven't you got a ticket?
Yes, sir. The people behind me, I think they're Cornish.
Cornish, sir?
Yes, you know. Proper Cornish.
Okay, sir.
No, it's madam. Don't you understand?
I think so, madam. I think so.
They're zombies.
Oh. No, no, I didn't understand that, sir. No, no. You know, the person next to you is Cornish as well, I think.
Oh, not Aldi. Anywhere but Aldi. You sure there's zombies in there? It can be a bit like that. Where am I going to do my shopping now? Morrison's shut first sign of anything. Can't go to Waitrose. It's practically Plymouth. I might as well be dead paying their prices. Lovely cafe, so I've heard. Look, I can see there. There's no one down the fruit and veg aisle. I'll just get that. They only want meat anyway, these zombies. I'll be fine.
No one's working the tills, look. It's free fruit and veg. Nice.
Shh, someone's coming over. Hello. No meat here, love. No, go over there. Broccoli's free anyway. You look like a vegan. Remember who you are. You hate meat. Oh. What do they sell here I can use? They might have offers in the middle aisle, but what if they sell nappies? Oh, knives! They're selling knives! Brilliant! Oh, can't get it out of its packaging, though! I don't want to be death by plastic! Frozen aisle! Oh, is this hard enough to kill them? Oh, it's got to be cooked, has it? What else is there? What would a hungry Cornish woman desperate to eat? Eat! Pasties! Ah! Oh, it's wrapped in plastic again. Oh, got it out. Here, have a pasty. Oh, she's eating it. Phew. And I'm out. Ooh. Oh, hang on. I didn't get any veg. I can reckon I can make it back.
Stop saying get out, love. I can't, can I? I can't walk. Certainly not as fast as him. Look how fast he's eating Agnes. I'll never get out in time. I'll be all right here, darling. I've got my cross. Got it from Trago. That'll scare this vampire. What? What's a zombie when it's at home? Oh, right. He's looking at me. Looks a bit angry. It's the red eyes. The gob face. Like he's not eating. Black stuff coming from his mouth. To be fair, he looks like me on a Monday morning. He could be a vampire. Look at the cross, vampire. Nope. Fair enough. Now I'll stay here. You go, darling. I pays too much for my care to move. When I sold the house, I accepted I was going to die here. Seems only right that happened. I wonder if I'll run fast when I turn. Okay, my lover. Come here, then. Excuse me? You just ran off? How can you run off? Perfectly good meal here. Too tough for you, am I? Don't taste as nice as Agnes. No, of course not. Well, the cheek of it. Oh. Hello, Agnes. I thought you died. Have you had your cataracts done? Your eyes look different.
I went young farmers last week. Bad idea. I ended up shooting everyone. Couldn't tell the difference between them and the zombies.
Do you know I had the same experience at Morrison's in Bodmin?
BBC News. Zombie trials have begun on Facebook. People nominated must voluntarily commit suicide to prevent the spread.
Oh my gosh. Oh, Chardonnay nominated me, bitch. I'll get her, but I've got to film my suicide first and upload it, so maybe I'll do it later. I'll nominate her mum. Serves her right. Mum, I have to do it. It'll be on Twitter if I don't. Don't the bullets come with the gun?
Are you a member of the National Trust, sir? Excellent. Well, there are discounted cream teas today. Yes, I wouldn't sit there, sir. The gentleman on the next table is, how can I put this? A zombie, sir. He's very quiet, no trouble really, but just so you know, he's there. Nothing against him, of course. He's having a cream tea as well, sir. I'm not exactly sure whether he'll pay, but the scone was enough of a distraction to chain him up. Yes, that's right. The chain is from the house. 17th century, I believe. Yes, I think it would be wrong to shoot him just yet, sir. We do have a weapon, sir, yes. Traeger is ahead of the game there. No, I think we should wait. He's happy enough. He can't quite manage to hold the knife, but once we know, we can decide. Well, if he puts the jam on first, we'll know he's a Cornishman, sir. If he does put the cream on, then we'll have to get his wallet somehow. Well, I'd hate to shoot a member.
Here, Traego! I want my money back for this here cross! Stop ignoring me! Take this cross back! And the garlic! You knew it wouldn't work! Taking advantage because I'm old! Why are you pointing that gun at my head? I'm just talking to your friend! Just picking his brains!
Welcome to Pirate FM. Arr. The Cornish have been given 2 weeks to evacuate after the zombie apocalypse there. The shelters are in Plymouth. Can we just stay then?
Miles, I'm evacuating now, don't worry. Wait a minute. What? £2? It used to be £1.50. When did that go up? No, I don't have a tag. I don't normally need to leave, do I? I might have an old paper voucher. You still taking them? I need to leave. Can I go on a ferry? Is that £2 as well? Oh, come on!
Welcome to BBC Spotlight. Residents of Tavistock have begun boarding up their houses and buying weapons. This despite the fact that all bridges into Devon have been closed. Apparently, many thought they actually lived in Cornwall.
Evacuation, I remember. No, I didn't want to lose my job. If we open, I work. Welcome to Traego Mills. How can I help? Shotguns? We're out of shotguns. I don't know why. Not worth all that money, are they? We have Walther PPKs, James Bond's gun. Bit showy, if you ask me. No, an automatic weapon is best. Then, if you crap at shooting, you can let off more bullets. Better chance of success, you see. Yeah, like a machine gun. In fact, we're doing a deal on bullets. That's right, the paint used to be there. Not much call for that now. Though a few people have asked how you get blood off the walls. We got some decking oil over there, going for nothing. Nope, fair enough. Yeah, the guys that work there, they've had to learn about crosses. Still, somebody's got to sell them. Well, we get a lot of older customers. Vampires, zombies, all the same to them. We've had a few zombie grannies here. Shot one of the old deer's head off yesterday with one of these. Whole head came off. Well, technically it's not legal, but we can't go far arsing around the law when people try and murder you at work. Still, shooting good honest Cornish folk, it's wrong. Anyway, we're doing a deal on shooting lessons. 2 for 1. Can I interest you? Fantastic. I think we're thinking most people won't make it to the second lesson.
I'm so sorry, sir. Your wife is dead. I'm afraid it won't be possible to see her, sir. I'll see what I can do. Okay. We can take you to her now. Here she is, sir. It was very peaceful. Yes, we're out of urn, sir. She's in the box. Yes, her hip operation was very successful. Surprisingly so. Like I said, very peaceful, sir. Well, a member of the public bit her, sir. Yes, when I say a member of the public, I mean a surgeon. He had excellent qualifications, sir.
I see, yes, sir. Would you like me to bring in the surgeon to explain?
You'll never guess who is upstairs in my bedroom. Go on, guess. Oh, I tell you, it's Leon. Shall I show you? He's sort of not decent. Look. Who says he doesn't fancy me now? Told you he'd say yes. What? Yeah, I know he's infected. Doesn't mean he doesn't want me, though, does it? Handcuffs, I know. I reckon he likes them. Tried pink fluffy ones at first, but they weren't strong enough. Should I let him bite me? I know he wants to. I know he does. We can be together properly then. I got a selfie of us. It's on Facebook already. I put sunglasses on him, of course.
Welcome to BBC News. We regret to inform you that the BBC have stated they will not be filming Poldark in Cornwall next season. They have stated they will make do with locations in Devon.
Anything to declare? Your suitcase seems to be full, sir. Could you open it? Tribute? Doombar? Korev? We do have our own ales in Devon, sir. Anything in the second bag? Pasties and clotted cream, perhaps? Oh, you have. A passport, please. Yes, it is necessary. So, to gain entry to Devon, you must pass the Devon citizenship test. Well done, sir. You passed. Question one, Green Army. Well done. Two, Sir Francis Drake. Of course. Three, Tom Daly. Four, Janners. Five, Cream First. How did it feel writing that one, sir? Yes, well, at least you know the right way now. Okay, sir. The final test to become Devonian is the practical test, sir. Yes, you know what it is, sir. Don't cry, sir, please. It's the right way. The alternative is becoming a zombie. Is that really preferable? Just put the cream on first.
Reports say that since the zombie apocalypse, the Cornish couldn't be happier. That can't be right.
No, that's right. All the Emmets left straight away. All the second homers, they won't be back. It's all right, really. We've been told to stay indoors. I like indoors. Summer traffic on Friday will be like the rest of the year. Perfect.
Welcome to BBC News. Our main story. The Cornish are having a referendum.
If we are having a referendum on the future of the zombies, everyone should have a vote. Yes, everyone. Yes, the farmers. Yes, the women. Yes, the zombies. Hang on. Yes, the zombies. This is right. Yes, it's right, just and democratic. It's the only democratic solution. What, Miles? The zombies get to vote too? On what to do about the zombies? I thought Cornwall was Tory. Can they even hold a pen? Well, I could vote. Hang on, I can't vote. There'll be zombies in the polling booths.
We are congregated here today to say this is our world. Our Cornwall. All creatures deserve rights. Zombies are just people. People having a hard time. And the word zombie is wrong. It's archaic. Brain addiction. That's all it is. Addiction. It can happen to anyone. This is a disease of the mind. And unless we open up, we'll never tackle the real issues. We need to give the brain addicts their voice, and we need to be willing to listen. To those who would state this condition is physical rather than mental, that in fact it's spread by biting, I'd say don't hide behind science. All people deserve rights. Who are we to take away the human rights of another?
Welcome to BBC News. Breaking news. The vote is in, and the result is unanimous. Zombies are not allowed to be killed. Any murder of a zombie is considered murder and will result in imprisonment. Some are saying this result was due to low voter turnout. In other news, zombies in Falmouth have mauled a large congregation of pro-brain addict campaigners. Emigration to Plymouth is at an all-time high today, after the vote. The numbers are up to 25. Sorry, is that 1,000? No, just 25.
I'm trying to teach as well as I can, but the differentiation is off the scale. How can I teach the brain addicts the same as the other children? My observation said I didn't challenge the brain addicts enough, but how can I? They keep chasing me.
These zombies had rights, I remember. Well, naturally we started employing them. Minimum wage, like. One lady asked Ethan, the new brain addict boy. Brain addict. Boy for pain.
I wonder if you could help me. Someone told me Trago still sold paint. Great. Is it cheaper? Great. Yes. What kind of paint will get brains off the wall? Yes, my husband, sadly. He wasn't a zombie, no. Got you. No, he was. Yes, I shot him. I shot him before this law was in place, so that's okay. Yes, my children appear to be zombies as well, yes. They're on their phones all day, like this.
Ow, Ethan bit her. But then we were able to employ her. Minimum wage, like.
Now, over to Truro Hospital.
Of course we are on strike. They are asking us to treat zombies with no protection for hospital workers. Sorry, brain addicts. Do you know what the government said? Do you? It was strap them to a firm piece of furniture in order to protect yourself. Not restrain them, you see. No, restraining would be a violation of human rights. Of course we're on strike.
Now, over to Linus Lienstein, the renowned film director, who has been in Cornwall this week.
Thank you. Yes, I'm in Cornwall shooting a new movie. And yes, I know most are trying to get out, and I'm trying to get in. But I want my vision of this disease to be the most realistic portrayal of a brain addict ever committed to film. How can a non-brain addict really show the desperation to get brains? The answer is they can't. You can't method act this. Now, of course, there have been complaints. Making art is a tightrope. If the film required nudity for the sake of art, we'd do it. We're filmmakers. This could be seen as insensitive and against their rights. But we got them to sign before using the brain addicts, which I think is proof they want to be in the film. The families of people might be affected, but maybe it will bring attention to their plight. It might actually help them deal with their loss. Besides, it won't be released for a year. We are being sensitive with this film.
That was Linus Lienstein talking about his upcoming film, Zombies vs. Dinosaurs.
And now for something completely different.
Hi there. Do I just sit down and say I'm an alcoholic? This is AA, right? Oh, is it Brain Addicts Anonymous?
In other news, a woman from Mevagizzi has been arrested for killing a brain addict intruder in her home. She states she was trying to protect her children. Here is the Cornish Chief of Police to explain.
What's to explain? I don't make the laws, do I?
Thank you.
Is he
gay? Yes? Is that a problem?
No. I meant, it doesn't matter. Here are your menus. To save specials are, sea bass. We also have vegetarian options. What was that?
He said he isn't interested in vegetarian options. Ha, yes, of course. Sorry, I didn't catch that. He said you have a more private table. Yes, a corner table. Yes, fine, this way. He says sorry if he comes across as rude. Rude? No, not at all. Excuse me, do you have any brains on the menu? Sadly, no. No. Do you know? I'll ask the chef. It'll be fine. I'm sure we can rustle something up. I mean, it's due. It is due on our spring menu. Nice bit of brains. Do they have to be human? That was a yes, I take it. Okay, give me a moment, please. Chef, human brains. Didn't I tell you this would happen if we didn't put it on the menu?
Bookers don't sell brains.
Why human, though? When did they get so fussy?
What do you expect me to do?
Donald, the work experience student, he's not very good at washing dishes, is he?
No. Why? Oh, you can't be serious.
No, of course not. I'm the manager. I'll do it. You'll have to prepare them and cook them then. Him, though.
You just say no.
We have a reputation to uphold. I'll be damned if they tell the papers. You can imagine this in the Cornish Times, can't you? Is it racist? What, xenophobic restaurateur refuses zombies? Oh, you remember the best breastfeeding debacle? Oh, could you get Donald? Donald, sit down. How's home, Donald?
Pretty tough, boss. My mum and dad were killed last week.
Well, why are you in work?
Where else would I go?
Was it this brain addict thing?
Yes. Technically, they're out there somewhere, but they left home. Said whatever happens, don't become a brain addict.
Drink this, Donald.
I'm okay, thanks.
Would you rather a cup of tea instead?
No, I don't want a drink.
No, it's really important you have a drink.
Boss, I don't want a drink.
Okay, so as long as you don't turn into a zombie, your parents would be okay with that?
Yes, boss.
Well, I think I can help you. I'm sorry, Donald, but I'm going to have to let you go.
You're firing me?
Oh, goodness, no, Donald, no. I just have to decapitate you, that's all. Yes, how's everything with your meal? Is that good?
He says they're not to his liking.
Could you prepare some more? Perhaps raw?
Yes, we'll make some more, no problem. I'll just get chef.
Thank you. Saltash has always been more diverse, more connected with the rest of the world than the rest of Cornwall. And today proves it. Invited guests, I give you our new zombie mayor of Saltash. I mean, brain addict. No, I didn't mean zombie. Your ladyship, I'm sorry. A slip of the tongue. I've been stressed. I'm sorry. I resign at once, of course. And I'll post apologies on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and my Grindr profile to anyone who I may have caused offence to. I most assuredly apologise. Nothing can take back the words, which are such a shame to myself. But please know I value all humans, all groups of people. And I was the happiest person that Saltash elected a brain addict as mayor. I know this apology is not enough. Therefore, I take this rock to show how much I respect brain addicts by smashing in my own skull. Ow! One more should do it.
Brain Attic Mayor. Well, that was it. London decided to act. Can't have brain addicts doing a better job than human politicians, can we?
Order! Double Conservatives. How can we uphold the human rights of cannibals? We are condemning Cornwall with our humane view. We are giving it the best chance. If we take life, how are we? Liberal nonsense. You're taking us to hell with your nonsense. If we hear diversity used as a tool to do nothing again, then... Order, order. Prime Minister.
We need a referendum.
We had a referendum. We let the zombies. And don't say brain addicts when I say zombies. We let them vote. No one else dared vote. Just like no one else dares go anywhere when they're not very well. Mr. Prime Minister, you know the Foreign Secretary is calming down the Americans. They don't want this worldwide. You know the French are threatening nuclear action if it spreads to Jersey. What's it going to take to act?
What is your solution? Nuke Cornwall?
No, Prime Minister. It's allow the murder of brain addicts. Take away their rights. It's the only decision left to us.
But what are we becoming if we do that?
Survivors.
No. That is the last solution. We will not nuke Cornwall under any circumstances.
Main story tonight. With rumours coming through that the entire south of England is at risk, the Midlands had this to say.
We can exclusively reveal the Midlands will henceforth be known as where the North begins.
Prime Minister, the press have found out that we all have a third house in Cornwall. You know, the ones we paid for with the divorce settlement. They're printing Sunday. Without proof, of course, but you know the press. I do have a suggestion, sir. A bigger story could put it to page 2. No one reads page 2 after all. A bigger story, sir, yes. The brain addict, sir. Some headway in this matter might create public support for you. People don't feel you've been tough enough, sir, with the too far left with the zombies. Well, the public feel duped anyway, sir. Reversing the human rights law would hardly be undemocratic. Well, if you feel you can't do that, then you would be free to implement Plan B, sir. You do remember Plan B, don't you, sir?
Order, order. It is decision time. Nuke.
Nuke. Nuke.
Stop. We've learned to live in peace with them.
Right, Honourable MP for Truro, you must be let it known you wish to speak.
It's St. Austell. But, Prime Minister,
brain addiction is spreading. Those infected are committing murder at an alarming rate.
It was you said they had rights.
But London could be affected.
And? Oh, I did not just say that. I'm not sorry.
Right, Honourable MP for Exeter.
Yes, have you spoken to the insurance companies yet? Will they pay out for our third homes?
Yes, of course. I mean, how dare you? Let's vote, shall we?
Yes. MP for Redruth, what is your decision? MP for Redruth? Redruth?
I should have gone up to London and voted. It's just such a long way. And I had a bit of a cough. There's no direct train at the moment either. I don't want to get the bus at Dawlish. But my vote might have helped. They voted to nuke Cornwall. Even my constituency. Even though the disease, it hasn't got this far. Just because some Truronian zombie slag got pregnant at 12. Well, either that or to cover up some MP's third horns.
Our main news story tonight. The news that Cornwall will be nuked this week comes as a shock to many Cornish folk, who said that the Cornish Times made no mention of it. When questioned, the editor stated, "It'll be in next week's issue." Here's a Catholic priest's reaction from Liscard.
"Well, it's nice to see the church a bit fuller, you know. But the circumstances aren't great. Time to pray, I think."
The Tamar Bridge have stated no one seems to be leaving Cornwall, despite warnings from the government about nuclear action.
Siri, how can I survive a nuclear bomb going off?
I would evacuate if you know one is going off.
What do I do, Siri? Cornwall's about to get bombed. Nuked. Something like that.
There are fallout shelters in Plymouth, according to news reports. There is plenty of space.
What about the fridge? Indiana Jones survived inside a fridge. Could that work?
The chances of survival would seem very unlikely. Your best bet is to find shelter in Plymouth.
Look, Siri, I didn't buy property in Cornwall to live in Plymouth. No, no way. Give me an alternative.
Here is one alternative, sir.
Hello, son. I want you to know, I love you.
Dad, I...
Oh, is that you, Gregory? I wanted to talk to Frank. I've called you by accident. Oh, that's okay, Dad. Bye.
Wow. Should have gone off by now. Is that a bird? A plane? Superman? Please be Superman. Oh, it's not Superman, it's a plane.
Miles, I can't hear you. Perhaps there's no signal in the fridge. Let me just open the door a minute. Hello? Can you hear me?
Of course we're open. You think a nuke from a constantly cut military, Cornwall, could destroy it? I don't think so. Of course we're open. It'll take more than a nuke to stop Trago opening. It's not Christmas, is it? Moved a few of our items around to Carnglaze Caverns. It were a bit cold at first, but once a nuke went off, it were warm enough. If you ask me, it were an imported nuke. You get what you pay for. We could have done one here that would have done a proper job. And use some of that NHS money. Then it would have worked. You want some wood for rebuilding, do you? Kevin, have we got any? Kevin's not in today.
Pasties full price. Pasties full price again.
Welcome, Mr. and Mr. Brain Addict. How are we today? Yes, mind the rubble. We're open. We're open, of course. Just a little more open than usual. But the new menu is here. Lots of brains on it. Yes, lots of bodies we can dissect now. Can't say for sure that they won't cause or contain any radiation, but we're not in the EU, so who cares? I recommend brain pie.
Very tasty. Brains.
Welcome to Pirate FM. Red Roof seems unaffected by the nuclear attack. We are waiting news from other areas. Yes, I'm getting a visual of St. Austell. Oh God, it's horrific. Oh, hang on. No, it's unaffected. There's my house. Truro is gone. Repeat. Truro is gone. New capital needed. That'll be fun. Send your ideas via email. Saltash coming through now. Surely that will be fine. God, no! Saltash is gone! The bridge is gone! Plymouth! They hit Plymouth! What's that? Yes, the RAF flew bombers in from... RAF St. Morgan?
I shot all my cows. I thought it was the humane thing to do. The horses, the goats, my dog. I shot my dog. What was it all for?
Okay, so is it alright to have a boyfriend what is a human and a boyfriend what is a zombie? It's not cheating, is it? Because it's not the same, right? I asked my mum who's a zombie and she said, and my dad just agreed with her. He's a human, so I think it's okay. I probably think I'll marry the zombie boy because I think my human boyfriend's a bit of a player. He's like the last human in Cornwall of our age. Well, for a few miles, so he's all big-headed and that. Anyway, what do you think?
Tonight's main story. We have news of a cure for radiation sickness. It is a little extreme though. Ready? It's become a brain addict. Brain addicts are unaffected by radiation sickness. Urgent report coming through. Brain addiction has spread from Cornwall. Repeat, brain addiction has spread.
So, let me get this right. Britain wants our help. That's funny. Okay, prepare this statement. Tell them Chancellor Hugendorf, MEP from Germany, says this. Britain, we are very sorry for your plight. The EU will do all it can for our members of the European community. Stop writing. Now, would it be rude to continue with, are you members of the European community? Oh, wait. No. No, okay. Too rude. Fine. I have something more polite. All right? Ready? Start taking notes. Britain, get lost.
And now, the Prime Minister.
United Kingdom, and Scotland, and Wales, we have some grave news. Radiation sickness has spread from Cornwall to parts of actual England. We have spoken with doctors about a cure. Here is the cure.
Apocalypse Kernum, written by Greg Winders. Sound effects by freesfx.co.uk. Produced and edited by Martin Calvert. You're listening to Liscard Radio.